You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Let's go to the Arthur Miller Theater at the University of Michigan.
You don't have to hit the entire... Listen, that would be fine. Listen to me, that would be fine if that's really what the moment was, but I know that you were aware of doing that. It's one thing if that's how it happened, that's not my issue, but don't force it if it's not there.
That's Timothy Douglas coaching the cast at the rehearsal of the play Insurrection Holding History. Douglas is the director of the performance, and he joins us now. That play came out in 1996. It's the work of Robert O'Hara. Set us up. What's it all about?
It's a very complicated journey and a very theatrical play, but at its essence, it's a play about knowing one's history, that without knowing one's history, one cannot really self-identify and move forward in a productive way in the world. And it focuses on Ron Porter, who is a PhD candidate in slave history at Columbia University, and he is stuck on his thesis when he realizes, it dawns on him at the play's opening, that his great-great-great-grandfather, whose birthday we're celebrating, who is turning 189 years old, yes, he's still alive, Ron finally realizes that his grandfather was a slave and that this is the perfect subject for his thesis. And what's really remarkable right out of the gate is that Ron, pretty bright guy, that talk about not knowing your history, doesn't realize his grandfather's right there. And
I want to play a little bit about, as Ron's talking about his thesis, he's struggling with the whole idea of what he should be doing.
For some reason, I got it in my crazy head that Nat Turner was it. I mean, who the hell needs another paper on slavery? No offense.
Prophet Nat.
Yeah! I don't know where it came from, but I can't get it out of my head, and I have nothing new to say about him or slavery. There's nothing new about the fact that he lost his mind, started slashing folks, and okay, we survived. Okay already. I mean, so what? Throughout history, millions of people have survived horrible events, and American slavery is minute when you think about it in terms of what happened during the Crusades and even the, Turner's revolt was nothing compared to how those brothers and sisters were kicking up in Haiti. I mean, that Turner, slavery, big deal, move on, but it won't let me go.
So I think we need a history lesson real quickly. Remind us who Nat Turner was.
Nat Turner was a slave. He was a slave who learned how to read, and he was used as a tool by his owner to preach the gospel as dictated by his white slave owner to other slaves to keep them down, to keep them calm. But Nat Turner, through his education and self-actualization and reaching his peak of the brutalization of his people, actually used the Bible and the teachings to inspire an uprising of the slaves. The Nat Turner insurrection in 1836 happened, and the plan was to organize, which was unheard of and extraordinary at the time, to organize slaves from within and just start the retribution, as Nat Turner says in the play, killing every white face we see. Now, what happened, Nat Turner believed he was chosen. He believed in God choosing him and that there would be a sign. God spoke to him. There's a sign when the uprising would happen. He talks about the moon turning blood red, and that is what he took as his sign. The night of the insurrection, there was a lunar eclipse. And of course, not knowing, if you know, I'm assuming he didn't know his sciences, even though he could read. And boy, that seems like a pretty big sign if you are truly driven and motivated and believe that God is using you as his vessel.
And as I recall, more than four dozen people were killed.
Yes.
And then the retribution by the white people was pretty indiscriminate.
Many, many, many more blacks and slaves were massacred.
Anyway, this play won the Oppenheimer Award for Best New American Play in 1996. It's been billed a Roots meets the Wizard of Oz. What does that mean?
Robert O'Hara, the playwright, is very open about the structure and journey of the play being inspired not only by those two movies, but also Gone with the Wind. In order to frame the history of slavery through Ron's contemporary and myopic perspective, his grandfather takes him on a time-traveling trip back to the plantation, but it resembles, I won't say fantasy, but this kind of detached that many young people today have about slavery. We kind of know about slavery. It is not formally taught in most of the schools anymore in America. And so there's this double-edged conundrum that, as I said, the play is important about emphasizing knowing one's history. Slavery is a fairly dark history. We would all agree upon that. But it's important that we know about it because I believe still many of the challenges between relationships between blacks and whites is still a source of our unresolved issues around slavery. But then I look at young people and the cast that I'm directing, and it's a wonderful group of people, smart, and getting along across racial lines. And I think that's a beautiful thing. But then I think, but do you know your history? Are you digging deep enough into your own lives and your interactions toward a true self-actualization? I don't know. Maybe they have. I'm old. I was raised, coming up as a kid during the Civil Rights Movement. It was very active in my house and around me. But maybe the young people have worked it out. I don't know. I don't think so. And I do have a responsibility to point to the education, but in doing so, I'm stirring up very uncomfortable and ugly feelings. So the play attempts to teach that lesson, to provide that opportunity to look at our history, but O'Hara's style and the brilliance of his writing does it in a very theatrical way, lends the tone and the journey of Hollywood and the fantastical journey of Dorothy through the Wizard of Oz and the plantation in 1836, if you will, becomes Ron's Oz. The play is very irreverent at times, very, very funny. The play is complete with a Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead type number when the plantation owner is killed while out in his field by a flying bed that lands on him. That's the vehicle for the two time travelers. Hysterical, very funny. And then within minutes, you're dealing with a very real confrontation between the maniacal overseer and the slaves while he's weighing the cotton. And there's one slave who doesn't have enough cotton picked, and there's hell to pay. It is quite a journey, not for the meek, but highly entertaining and necessary.
You know, often a perception of a play changes as the times change, and you've been able to watch that. How are audiences receiving it today, and how does that differ from in the past?
The last time I directed it was in 2007. This is pre-Obama administration. It's a wild ride, and depending on, this is my unofficial observation, depending on the makeup of the audience, if the audience is at least 40% African American, it's a very different journey when it's less than 40% African American. Any adventuresome theater goer goes on the ride, but often I find a majority white audience doesn't know that it's okay to laugh at certain things. And that's, it's okay with me and the cast and the playwright if they laughed at it. But certainly the hesitation to laugh is a DNA recognition that we're still living with this atrocity, whether we want to admit it or not. No matter what the response is, though, the play is very compelling and tells a story about family that anyone can relate to. And then it depends on one's own relationship to the perception, awareness, and history of slavery determines how deep the response to the play is. Now, we've been through 8 years of Obama and a very short period of time, and I won't get too political, that our current administration seems to be undoing, from my perception, any progressive forward movement on race relations in America, on gender specifics. Ron happens to be gay, and that's another element of the play and folds in how our American perception of homosexuality has created another potent minority that has had great progress, and now we seem to be heading back into the dark ages. The play speaks to what's happening in America at any point in time, but I cannot answer your question because it's been since 2007. I don't have a clue as how this audience is going to respond.
I can only think that with race being present in everybody's mind because of, you know, Trayvon Martin and Ferguson and everything that's happened in the last 3 or 4 years, it's going to be a different response, I would think.
It'll be a more potent response. And from my perspective, the issues surrounding race in this country have not changed. Certainly there's been progress, but the fundamental issues that we have remain the same. What is different now is that it's back out in the open again. It has been stirred up again, but the source of it, from my perspective, is not different. So again, the play is going to do what it's going to do, but depending on how... what? Not comfortable is not the right word, but how willing any audience member is willing to give themselves over will determine whether they experience the play in real time while it's happening in front of them, or holding their breath through most of it and will process it after they leave, but it will have an impact.
Tell me about working with this cast at the University of Michigan.
The University of Michigan Theater Program is one of the finest in the country. This is my third project with them over the years, and I always have a fantastic time. These students are bright, energetic, inexhaustible, and what is a particular thrill for me is because of the makeup of the student body at University of Michigan, but it's all across the country, the black students are a true minority, so we finally have enough students to really do justice to a play like Insurrection. So within the exercise of me being a guest director directing the students in one of their productions, there's this added experience of the students of color for the first time in their training in performance getting to source culturally specifically, as opposed to a white Western European model, which is the thrust of how we train actors and what mostly ends up on our stages in America. What's beautiful about it is these actors are so gifted and they can hold their own alongside their white student counterparts when performing roles not written for their race. But the innate, connected, unbridled joy of the authenticity of being present in the moment, not having to talk it through, not having to think it, just pure experience, how that lends to the exuberance of the performance. Such a joy for me to be a part of.
The play is Insurrection, Holding History. It's being performed through April 9th at the Arthur Miller Theater at the University of Michigan. Timothy Douglas, it's been a real pleasure. Nice to have you on here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.